Good tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel after finishing Tefillah Mincha B'Shabbos. Next thing is we have reached now Motzi Shabbos Dine Marv Motzi Shabbos, page 137, moving on to 138. The Mechaber Paskins over here, Me'acharin Tefillahs Arvis Kedei LaHosi Michol HaKodesh. This is bookends what we have learned over here this year. At the beginning of this man, we started off talking about Tosefet Shabbos all the way back in Beis Siman Reish Samch. Okay, Tosefet Shabbos, we talk about an Erev Shabbos. They have to bring in Shabbos early. That is a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to many Rishonim. According to the Rambam, we said it doesn't really apply on Shabbos, but we said most Rishonim hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Over here, we get to the other side over there. Motzei Shabbos, you also have a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos, also on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, the Mechaber brings out over here, Me'acharin Tefillahs Arvis, Kedei LaHosif, Mechol HaKodesh, in order to be Mosif, Mechol HaKodesh. Therefore, the Indian are taking out Shabbos late. As we'll soon see, that it's going to apply any regular Meir of Shul Minyan you're going to go to on Motzei Shabbos is davening well past this man is supposed to have a Shabbos in general, and therefore, you are going to Mekayim this din. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul points out a very, very interesting din, Rasul Me'acharin. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu, but just to stop, push off Marav and Avdallah for no real good reason. That's not correct. Even on Motzei Shabbos, okay, keeping Shabbos longer, you shouldn't push it off for no reason. The other reason, Makdim LaMitzvos, you have a mitzvah of Marav and Avdallah. You have an Indian's reason, Makdim LaMitzvos. Oh, what about the Gemara and Pesachim that tells us that the more you push off things, is better? What about the Gemara, Afuke Yomi Acharin, Lei, Kiechid Lalalan Ketuna? We push off the end of Shabbos in order to show that it's not a burden. We want to take out Shabbos later. No! Says Moreinu Rabbi Rav Nevin, so let's talk about a specific din over there that we talked about earlier in the year. Hainu kishet l'fana beiz mitzvah z'achas b'an avdala. Let's talk about a case where, let's say, you have hadlakas neres Hanukkah, and you have avdala. You have kriyas megillah, and you have avdala. Okay, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. We say, did push off avdala, do it second, in order to show that, because Shabbos is not a burden, we're going to take out Shabbos a little later. Shabbos mitamza, yishla achar to avdala. There's a reason to take out avdala. But just the stam. That's to take out Shabbos later for no reason. If you want to keep on Tosefet Shabbos because of the Kedusha Shabbos and you have a long Shabbos for this, that's Kabbalic. But just stam, just not to daven Marav, just to, for the name's sake, that's not the correct thing to do. Says Moreh Rabbi Nevin in B'Shemes Rabbi Mershom Azam. Ad Morzal, he stopped Ad Matay Asher Lachar Tfil Sarvis Kedil Lahosim Mechol HaKodesh. Even if your Kavanah is Lahosim Mechol HaKodesh, how far could you push it that you do not, if you don't have Marav? So some will say, oh, till Tuesday you're allowed to keep Shabbos. That's not true, because you lose on a Marav, okay? You lose on, and many of the dinim of Avdallah also. So therefore, Shomza, when should you, even if you want to extend Shabbos late, how late should you do it? It says, Mikol Markum, says Marina Rabbi Nevin Zal, Ein Lachra Yotim Rechatzos. You should not push off more than Chatzos Alayla on Motzei Shabbos. Shirakar Az, was Man Tegilas Arvis Lechatchila, because that's the Zman of Arvis Lechatchila. You're not really supposed to daven Marav after Zman Chatzos. For sure not Kriyat Shema, but many hold that it's also Din in Shemona Esrei, and therefore it's not to push off Shabbos past that point. Okay? Fine. That is Sif Aleph. Sif Bey says, okay, so what is the Shir? Obviously, this is going to connect back to, once again, the beginning of what we talked about in the beginning. Zman, the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, or Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, when is Shkia, when is Seis HaKochavim, how do we figure this out? The same Cheshvan that we talked about back then. I don't want to get into it, just to remind us very quickly, the Gra holds. We go, Shkia, sundown is sundown. 13 and a half minutes later is really Seis HaKochavim. Okay, 13 and a half minutes later, Seis HaKochavim. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's a second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after what we call sundown, and only 13 and a half minutes after that, which is the big 72 minutes, that's when Seis HaKochavim is. Okay, but very interestingly, the Mechaber does not talk about it. He doesn't mention both the Gra or Rabbeinu Tam over here. We'll soon see what's going on over here. See, Bayes, all he tells you is, we look astronomically, look at the sky, see what's going on over here to figure out when Shabbos really goes out. Says the Mechaber over here, Tzarech Lizayir Melasos Melacha Ad Shiyera'u Gimel Kochavim Kitani. You cannot do Melacha, you have to be Zayir not to do any Melacha until you see three small stars. Now the Gemara tells us that three medium stars is really good enough. But we say since we're not bikin, what's a big star and a small, medium star, what's a big star, therefore we wait till I have small stars, because that's more mach. Obviously it's gonna look later, the smaller the star, the more dark it has to be in order to see it. And therefore we're machmer to wait for three small stars in order to have Motzei Shabbos. Velo yu mufuzarim el ritzufi. It should not be spread out amongst the stars in the sky. They should be, pretty much together. Okay? That's also a churma, because it's saying that if you have, you'll see one over there, one over there. Now, if you see Ritzufin, that means it's a little bit later also. At that point, the Mishnah points out, you should be sure that you also got till seven Shabbos in the net. Oh, the imu yom unan. What if it's a cloudy night and therefore you're not going to see stars at all the whole night? Maybe you're not going to see stars. What are you supposed to do? Yanti nachi yetsi asavik milibo. Even at the time where they didn't have clocks and the like, they had a good enough understanding of what was going on. And there's a point where they'd say vade right now is nighttime for sure. There would be three stars out. At that point, it would be good enough to end Shabbos and go ahead and do malach. Okay, over here in the first bir halacha, he points out over here. He says, "Kashuli, dilafi ma'ada pasuk amechaber le'elubisim and reish samachalach kishitas Rabbi Notam mechaber pasuk lekishitas Rabbi Notam on erev Shabbos dimishkias achamad gimel kocham yesh kasher hiluch dalad milin 72 minutes im kainim anu roin kochavim anu yodim shadayin lo nishlam azman de dalad milin akarchat otan kochavim hein gedolim in kainam ma'ilo hisnach amechaber shia nishlam asher de dalad milin meisashkia." Says the Berlach over here, Bam Kasha. Why is he telling you to go after three stars? Go after 72 minutes from sundown. Should be in the Dalmidin. And if it's less than 72 minutes from the Dalmidin, we should come to the conclusion that even if we see three stars, it shouldn't be good enough. Those must be big stars. Those must be big stars because Rabbeinu Tam told us 72 minutes. So what's going on over? Why didn't he give the shear of 72 minutes over here? Why does he say three stars? That's the Bir Halacha's Kasha. And I mentioned that earlier on in Siman Reish Samachal also, and I believe it's the Dabar Pashi, please over here, B'Shem, the Sefer Minchas Kod. I'll say it out outside first and then we'll see it inside. And that is even Rabbeinu Tam agrees, Mikr Tadin. Rabbeinu Tam agrees, Mikr Tadin, that 72 minutes is a shear in general, how long it takes to get to that point. But there's a simon in the sky, and that is three medium stars. If there's three medium stars, everyone agrees it's the next night. Shabbos is over. Okay? Even Rabbeinu Tam, the Gra, everyone's gonna agree to that. Okay? We're machmer on three small stars. If you have three small stars, even if 72 minutes have not passed, even according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, it should be Motzi Shabbos. And that's what it says over here. Shuv matzati b'sefer for minchas koin, dafilu Rabbeinu Tam. Once we see the simon of the kochavim, shuv ein la'akpid ad shelo nishlam asher the dalad milin. Then you don't have to worry about the shear of dalad milin. Okay? However, the Gra adds in another important point. It's mentioned over here in the Mishka Berurah. A couple times it's mentioned in the same Bir Halacha over here. That's right, the next Bir Halacha, the Yirmasal Shiyira'u. And that is three stars is another simon in the sky that you should look for. And that is what the Gemara describes as, one second, it says, Shehichsif Ha'elyon V'shav L'tachton, the Gemara in Shabbos says. Hishvel Ha'elyon V'shav L'tachton, that's very simple. What we see is, we all know that the sun sets in the west, okay? And that's the thing, if you look to the west, you see the sky is still pinkish red. Okay? Even after a time where it seems to be getting dark above your head, but if you look out to the west, you'll see that it's still a pinkish red. As long as it's still red, that is still a problem. Once you don't see any more red out to the side of the sun, where the sun is setting, then you also, and that's another good simon, that it is light. So you really need both things. If you have those simanim of gimel, kochavim ketanim, and there's no red, then it's going to be good. Says over there, look at the Bir Halacha right in the middle. Have al b'yoredeya simon reish samach beisi vebeli kutav. Shamucha tafila kochavim ketanim. Ainly smoke mikodem shehichsef haelyon v'shava l'tachton. Okay, that's what it's talking about over here. What is hichsef? What does that mean? Uma nikri hichsef says the Bir Halacha. Nearly do a kasher nistalik had mimus min oto makom v'nota l'lovan milashon hichsef panam. Okay, when you get rid of the red, it turns out it's more white. That is when it is going to be considered motzei Shabbos. So the end of the day is, we don't really have to wait till 72 minutes, Iker to Din. That's what I'm telling you. And therefore, Lemaisa, after we have calendars and we have clocks and we know that basically it's the same time of day, it goes up in the summer, goes down in the winter, we all know. So the poskim gave Shiurim how you can know for sure it reached this level, even on Yom Ma'una. Rav Moshe Feinstein held, for sure at 50 minutes in America, he's talking about in America, 50 minutes after Shkia, for sure it's going to be Motzi Shabbos now. You want to say you want to be machmer for 72 minutes? Some people are machmer for 72 minutes. But you should know that's a chumrah, it's a yirishamayim, it's a gevaldik thing. But Really, after 50 minutes, that's what most shuls will have a Maariv Minyan. 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes after Shkia will be Motzei Shabbos, because that is for sure going to be Motzei Shabbos, and you're Mekayim the Din, Maker the Din. And what's, wait, 72 minutes? So that's, here in Eretz Yisrael, the Shkia goes much quicker. It happens much quicker, the turnover between Shkia, and you still have time, you would see three stars. The Chazmish did a measurement, he thought it was around 35 minutes, a little bit less in the winter, a little bit more in the summer, but around 35 minutes, and that's basically what we go for over here. And therefore, if someone wants to do 72 minutes, that's a Churban Baalmek, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. Many hold not to do the Chazmish, not to do Rabbeinu Tam at all, because we're afraid you're going to take on Rabbeinu Tam Lekula on Erev Shabbos, and just do 35 minutes, and that is going to be good enough. Someone wants to take it on a chumrah, you know that it's a chumrah v'alm. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sif Katan Zayin that when you have no more suffik, he himself says you can rely on your clocks and stuff. V'yimyeshla mora shos shalich betov. You know you have a working clock. Okay, if you have a good clock, you looked at your clock yesterday, and you know there was three small stars, and it was good, and it was dark already at, 7 o'clock at night. So the next night, you can assume 7 o'clock at night also, Marina Rabbeinu Novitzel points out, obviously if it's the summer, so you might have to wait till 7:01 the next night because it's getting higher and higher and not lower and lower, and the opposite in the winter. But you can rely, and we see over here that you can rely on a clock, and that's what we do nowadays. We don't start looking astronomically because anyways, it's very hard. By the time we see three small stars, it is very, very, very dark because we have so many lights out in the street. We all know people live in big cities. To see stars is very difficult nowadays. Okay? So that is how we do Sif Gimel. Mishu Onus. Someone who has an Ones Kigom. Someone has to leave Motzei Shabbos Lidvar Mitzvah. Let's say he has a flight and he's going to, raise money for yeshivas. He's going for whatever Mitzvah, he's got to make his flight Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, he wants to get to the end of the city limits. Obviously, it's not so practical nowadays when we have cars. But someone wants to get to the end of the city limits before Shabbos ends. In order that, he'll be already towards the end of the city, and he can leave Mamish right when Shabbos goes out. So he's not going to be around the hood when Shabbos goes out. It's time to have Marv. He's already going to be all the way at the end of the city. So, Mishu, on this week, should try to ask you to with Var Mitzvah. One Mikr Din is allowed to daven Marv Motzi Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. Just like every other night we hold, you're really allowed to daven Marv early if you really need to. So to Motzi Shabbos, you can daven Marv already a Plaga Mincha Lamala Ula Havdil Miyad. This is the more practical example. Those who live in countries where Motzi Shabbos could be extremely late. Somebody lives in England in the summer, I think. Motzei Shabbos goes out around 11 o'clock sometimes. So let's say someone's got an early job, he goes to sleep before 11 o'clock. So what's he gonna do? So he could go ahead, he could daven Maariv already from Plaga Mincha for Motzei Shabbos. Not only could he daven Maariv, but Havdol Miyad, he could even do Havdolah also from Plaga Mincha. Now, this does not end Shabbos. Shabbos is not over when you daven Maariv in Havdolah in this case, because it's not dark out. Okay? Have a lo yivarach al neir. Number one, you cannot make a bracha on the neir because you can't light in there. Okay, so you can't make a bracha on the neir. I believe you don't make a bracha also on the besamim. V'chein aser b'asiyas malacha tzeisa kol chavim. It's not posh. He's not allowed to do malacha until tzeisa kol chavim. He's just daven marv and he's mekayin the mitzvah of avdala, just like you can make kiddush before Shabbos starts. You take a Shabbos early. So too, you can make avdala around the end of Shabbos. You're mekayin the mitzvah of avdala. Okay, you say it over a kos, but you're not allowed. It does not matter you to do malacha in this case. Okay, so it says the Mishnah Berurah, though, even though you're allowed to do this maker the dinah, says the Mishnah Berurah, sikon tes mikol makom, katva achorim de'ein lasos game. Don't be knowing to do this very often, to daven marav do avdolah before Shabbos is over, the dover tamua luravim. It's weird. Okay, people are going, what's going on over here? He's davening marav. He's saying avdolah Shabbos is not over. Gam shem yavo lahakka b'malacha and chas shalom. A person might think they could also do malacha, and therefore he could come, and therefore we don't really do this. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel told me, b'shas t'chak godlu, you can't rely on the mechaber, especially sometimes you'll have, like, by children. So now your children, you want them to wake up for school the next morning, but, their bedtime is well before Shabbos is gonna end. But they say, Abba, I wanna hear avdolah. So they can go ahead and say Avdallah, let them do their own Avdallah before Shabbos is over. Okay, and explain to them the Malacha, that you can't do Malacha still, and that would be Mutter, because Mikra Nadin the Mechaber holds, it's going to be Mutter, and you go ahead and put your kids to sleep. The Ramah adds in over here, ending off the Simen, V'Nohagin Lomar V'Hura Chumu Baruch Hu Barichas Noah. The minhag is when you start Marv, to say V'Hura Chum, and Baruch Hu Barichas Noam Barichas. longer. You're supposed to lengthen out the Baruch Hu and the Hurachum. Why? Says the Rama. The reason is, once again, till 7 Shabbos, to show that till 7 Shabbos, those extra seconds, you're still keeping me in the Shabbos, that's right, you go ahead and marich. But there's actually another reason. Another reason brought down over here, Moreno Rabbeinu Levinson mentions it over here. The next Simon will see it already also mentioned in the earlier poskim, and that is the Moreno Rabbeinu Levinson says over here, Dimas Kedei, V'chein Kedei La'akiv B'zeh Chazar Sarashayim L'Gehenim. Once again, this whole concept that Motzei Shabbos is when the Neshamos are going to go back to Gehenim in order to hold them off a couple more moments in Gan Eden and not to go back to Gehenim, therefore we're Marich, and that's the whole minute. If you notice, for those who know what they're doing, you'll notice the Chazan Motzei Shabbos won't say V'hu Rachum, he'll say V'hu Rachum, he'll lengthen out the V'hu Rachum. This is this concept over here brought down from the Ramah. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinson points out it's not only a din in Tosefet Shabbos, it's also a din in this concept of the Chazaris Neshamos L'Gehenim. Ad Kan for today.